What an awesome day it is. Why don't we stand together? Start this portion of our morning off. Today is an awesome day. Amen? Come on. And it has nothing to do with football, but has everything to do with God. Come on. God is good. God is alive. God is doing awesome things right here, right now in our lives. God is calling us. He is loving us. Man, he's crying out for those who are hungry. And he is alive. And he is alive. Amen? He is alive. This morning, I want to encourage everybody to lift up the name of the Lord, to share a testimony, to give praise to God publicly, that we can all celebrate together and acknowledge who he is and what he's doing. If you have something to say this morning, God's doing something, and you want to share it, share it. Don't hesitate. God is good. That is an open invitation. Because God is alive and he is doing awesome things right now. Amen? So, this morning, even if you're the kind that doesn't, oh, I don't want to get up in front of the mic. I'm afraid I'm going to drool or something, trip or whatever it is, or people are going to laugh. Don't worry about it. God's doing it in your life. Let's hear about it. Let's celebrate it together because it's there for each one of us. So let's pray. Father, we thank you that you're alive. We thank you, God, that you're here right now. Lord, that you're active in our life. God, that you're doing wonderful and awesome things. Father, we thank you, God, that you're calling us, Lord, that you're opening doors, that you're closing doors, that you're making a way for us, Father. And I just say today, just that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that would cause us to rise up and to worship you and cause us to rise up, Father, and to speak out the awesome things that you're doing. To push aside fears. We bind fear in the name of Jesus. The only fear that we receive is the fear of God this morning. Lord, we love you. You're awesome and you're alive. And if you agree with that, would you please say amen?
Come on, let's put our hands together this morning.
We will sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. To love about you, heaven and earth adore you. Kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we live in for. Sing, 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 and make music with the heaven. Us. You are the light that leads us, like a fire burning. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. Sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we will sing and make music with the heavens. We will sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. We lift high the name of Jesus.
We'll lift you higher, Lord. We'll lift you higher. We'll lift you high and 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 higher. Lord, come on, let's just lift him high in this place. Come on, let's just give him a great shout of praise. Lord Jesus, we worship you. God, we welcome you this morning, God, just to take full rule and reign in this place. Yes, Lord. We'll lift you high and higher. We 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 lift you high and higher. Lord, we do, Jesus.
Living for eternity, free now forever. You pick me up, turn me around, you set my feet on solid ground. Yours now forever. And nothing's gonna hold me back. Oh, nothing's gonna hold me back. Oh, nothing's gonna hold me back. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me, everything. You washed my sin and shame away. The slate is clean, a brand new day. Free now forever. Boldly I approach your throne. You claim this crown through Christ my own. Yours now forever. And nothing's gonna hold me back. Oh, nothing's gonna hold me back. Oh, nothing's gonna hold me back. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me. And I'm free again. I'm free to give. I'm free to be. I'm free to love you.
I'm free to be.
I'm free to give. Free to be, I'm free to love you, I'm free to live, I'm free to give, I'm free to be, I'm free to love you, I'm free to be, I'm free to give, I'm free to be, I'm free to love you, I'm free to live, I'm free to give, I'm free to be, I'm free to love you, I'm free to live, I'm free to give. I'm free to be, I'm free to love you, Lord. My
chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me.
Everything, everything. You gave everything.
And I'm free to live, I'm free to give, I'm free to be, I'm free to love you, I'm free to live, I'm free to give, I'm free to be, I'm free to love you, I'm free to live, I'm free to give, I'm free to be, I'm free to love you, Lord. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it be? You gave everything for me. You gave everything for me.
Everything, everything.
Can you go back to my chains, please? Chains. What is the mental picture that you have when you see chains? What is the feeling that you have when you're in bondage? There is a flowing of the Holy Spirit in the house today, and it's just begun. And the Lord is wanting us to live alive, to be living with broken chains, to be living in His love. And so when you say amazing love, how can it be? We are speaking of our King. Amazing love. How can it be that you have given your life for me? All chains should be broken off. If not when you came in, before you walk out. Because the Holy Spirit is moving in His place. And we are daughters and sons of this King. So amazing love. Amazing love, God. Every chain will fall off. Thank you, Lord. So sing it with all your might. Let it come from the pit of your stomach. Till your heart beats so hard that you know and feel His amazing love. Amazing love.
Last week, under duress, stress, and sickness, I was forced to not be able to come and be part of the family. And, you know, at the time, I just wanted the sickness to leave. And even though I was missing, you know, being with you guys, never realized how much I was missing until I had an opportunity just to gather just for simple prayer this morning. And I realized how amazing and precious and special you guys are. We are as a family. And that's all because of the Lord. And so right now, I mean, I'm just busting loose worshiping Him because I'm here. I'm here. And and you're here. And we're here as a body. And we don't know if we have another here like today. And so I want us to just treasure what we have today. To take it in and to be grateful for this opportunity. Because this opportunity may not come by again, even though in our minds we say, well, no, life just goes on. Not all the time. Not all the time. Maybe it is a sickness. Maybe it is a disease. Maybe someone will go home this week. We don't know. But today, we have today. We have now to worship the Lord. We have this opportunity to link our hearts together in faith and come into common union with Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ and the Father, and to create an atmosphere that maybe we will leave totally changed for the rest of our lives. Knowing Him better, able to walk a deeper, closer, more intimate walk. That's something to really focus on this morning. Let's set our eyes, let's set our gaze, let's set our hearts on the one whose eyes and gaze, our hearts are all on us right now.
So I have something to kind of add to it, because as I'm looking out here, I see all these Seahawks shirts, all these football shirts. And this is for one day a year, guys. And God is every day. And as we sing the song, it talks about free to live, free to give, free to be. And the only way we're able to do that is through God. And I think about how we're going to watch the game later today, and how many of you are going to be screaming at the TV, and these people cannot even hear you. But here we are in church to celebrate God, and He did everything for us. And what did the Seahawks do for us? Play and maybe win, but God gave everything up. So today is really what the Super Bowl is all about, guys.
Again to the Lord. Yes, Jesus.
'Cause I'm free to live, free to give, free to be. I'm free to love you, free to live, free to give, free to be. I'm free to love you, free to live, I'm free to give, I'm free to be. Free to love you, free to live. Free to give, I'm free to be, free to love you, free to live, free to give, I'm free to be, I'm free to love you, Lord.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, and there is freedom. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Receive it now, Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, and there is freedom. And if you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. Receive it now, if you're tired and you are thirsty, and there is freedom. We receive it now, God. Freedom reigns in this place. Showers, showers of mercy and grace. So we lift our eyes to Jesus, for there is freedom. We lift our eyes to Jesus, for there is freedom.
Sing it out again.
Lift our eyes to Jesus. I stand, Lord, there is freedom. We lift our eyes to Jesus.
Jesus. the Lord God Almighty reigns.
So how easy is it when everything's going really good in our lives for us to sing, "Holy, holy, are you Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb." That's easy to do when everything's going great. It's when things aren't going so great, when things are a little bit hard, when the attack comes a little bit stronger than it did before, that it's especially hard to do that. But let me just say that. But God is in your team, is on your team. He's in your corner. So let me just say this. For anybody that is out there that is saying, okay, today's exceptionally hard for me to say, "Holy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb." It's a little bit hard to do. I want you to just come up here. I want you to put the enemy on notice that it doesn't matter. You're still going to sing, "Holy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb." You're still going to do it and put him on notice that he's done messing with your life. Because we live far too below our inheritance in Christ for us not to tell him, "Dude, you are messing with the wrong person. I am a kid of the King. And you have that right." So if it's especially hard today, you better get down here and give him some kind of notice that he messed with the wrong person today. Amen?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. For you are holy. Holy. And are you, and are you, Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy.
I am forever yours. And mountain high or valley low, I sing out, remind my soul that I am yours. And I am forever yours. Come on, sing that again. Love came down.
Love came down and rescued me. Love came down and set me free. I am yours. And I am forever yours. Mountains high, oh mountain high, oh valley low, I sing out, remind my soul that I am yours. And I am forever yours. And I am yours. And I am yours. And I am yours, and I am yours, and I am yours, and all my days, Jesus, I am yours.
Sing it again.
And I am yours, and I am yours, and all Jesus, I am yours.
It's Jesus.
Jesus. For love came down, rescued me. Love came down and set me free. I am yours. I am forever yours. Mountain high or valley low, I sing out, remind my soul, I am yours, I am forever yours.
He loves us. receive your love. I receive your love. I receive your love.
We receive it.
I receive your love.
Yes,
sing it out.
We receive it.
I receive your love. I receive your love. I receive your love.
We receive it. We receive it.
I receive your love. For He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves
us. How you love us. How you love us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love, Jesus.
Receive it, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
Thank you for your love,
Spirit of the Lord.
Thank you for your love.
Ground, seeing just how much you've done,
knowing every victory, your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say.
Come on, sing it out to the Lord.
And never once did we ever walk alone. And never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God. You are faithful. Top, looking just how far we've come, knowing that for every step you were with us, kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory your power in us. Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say. Oh, we sing, yeah. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. Struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, and though our hearts can say,
come on, sing that again. Scars and struggles.
Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, though our hearts can say.
God truly is faithful. The song that keeps going over and over in my mind is "Chains Are Broken, You Are Free." I think it's easy to recognize that when it's something like a major illness or a death in the family, where we all turn to God and pray and we all feel better. But what about the small things that come along every day? An argument with a coworker, a small disagreement, financial problems. It could be little things, and you don't even recognize it, but sooner or later, I mean, you feel the chains tightening and tightening, and they don't have to tighten and tighten. They don't have to be there at all. We just need to turn to God for everything.
Yes.
No matter how big, no how small. The smallest things, I think, are sometimes more important because that's what we live every day. But don't, those chains do not have to be there at all.
Yes.
So just pray to God, turn to Him for every little thing, and you won't ever have to worry about the chains breaking free. They won't be there.
Amen. Woo!
Thank you.
Let's just sing that chorus one more time.
And never once did we ever walk alone. And never once did you leave us on our own. For you are faithful, God, you are faithful. And you are faithful, God, you are faithful. For never once did we ever walk alone. And never once did you leave us on our own.
I have Nick play for a few moments. I just want you to close your eyes if you can and just allow Holy Spirit to minister to you. Maybe you've already been up here, maybe you didn't come up, but I believe that the Lord wants to touch us right where we're at, that He is so for us, He is so faithful.
A few minutes ago, I was saying, thank you, Lord, for loving me. And the Lord just revealed to me, like, son, you don't have to thank me. I made you for my joy. I made you to love you. And there may be some of us in here that have a wall up against His love, just something blocking us, thinking, I'm not worthy, I'm not able to be loved by God. the creator of the universe. He just spoke us and everything into existence, but he made us with his own hands. He loves everybody so much. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to strive for it. You just have to receive it. Let those walls, those bricks, everything just fall down. And he wants to love you. Yes, it's good to have a grateful heart, but he says, you don't have to thank me for loving you. He made us so he can love us. And his heart is always for us.
Hallelujah. We don't have to thank him. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's not necessary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. It's so good when I get a chance to go to the house of the Lord, the Bible talks about. Now I see why the psalmist said it. It was so good when I heard that I get to go. I think if we could experience him every single week, like he desires us to experience him, that what we would have would be something that others would want. What we would have would be something that would be tangible to give to someone else's life. So, you don't have to wait for a Sunday. You don't have to wait for a meeting when we all gather together. You can just receive who he is into your life anytime. You can receive his presence, his reality of who he is at any time, and experience who he is at any time. And guess what? When you experience it, you have something to give. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, would the children come on up? I see some colors here that look like team colors. I see some shirts that look like football shirts and hats. Even jerseys. Oh, football, what? Oh, my goodness. I did not notice that. Yes. Well, I don't think they can see it here. Adam, you want to stand up here for a second? Adam, do you want to stand up here for a second? I think you'll get the best fan award. Look at his hair. He's got a hawk on there. Good job, bud. I would do that, but, you know, I don't have anything to do that with. So someone said, well, you should paint your head like a helmet. I said, I don't know what that would look like. I barely get away with bald sometimes. So, well, I'm gonna go ahead and pray for the kids, and then I'll announce these announcements that Josh placed in my hands. Father, we just thank you for your kids, for your children, Lord. And we pray, God, today as they go down, that they would learn, Lord, more about who you are, who they are in you. We just bless them now in Jesus' name. We ask you to touch each and every one of them, Lord, with your hand of grace and mercy and love. And we just ask you to bless them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, praise the Lord. Okay, so the youth, maybe some of you, have these been handed out already? Today too, Josh? They have been handed out the Valentine's Day. Okay. I'm just reminding you that for those of you who are a husband and wife or couples who would like to get away for a Valentine's time and you have children, the Impact Youth are going to be offering babysitting. And they're going to be, yeah, come on. They're going to be doing it from 6 to 9. That's 3 hours to go hang together. And ages infant to 10 years old, though they'll have fun. $10 per child. And, of course, this is a fundraiser for them. And so, yeah, so that's going to be, guess what, on Valentine's Day. So that makes sense, doesn't it? So, again, if you want to take your spouse out and treat them to some quiet alone time, Impact Youth is going to help you do that. Praise the Lord. And then on this Saturday, we're going to have a men's breakfast. Woo! Got one person's excited. Now, listen, guys, we're doing it at Sherry's in Union Gap in the back room. And I need as many guys as possible to come, because when I told him how many normally come, he goes, oh, I usually don't reserve it for any more than like 25. But I talked him into letting us go there. So it's going to be at 9 a.m. And, you know, you come and you pay for whatever you want to eat. You don't have to worry about, you know, being served just anything. You can get the food that you want. And then we'll have some time together around the Word. So I encourage you to come this coming Saturday, 9 a.m. at Sherry's. And then in March, we're going to have One Life Couples Weekend. That's going to be an opportunity for you as a spouse to learn how to be one with your spouse. How many know that in Christ, we're already one? In the Spirit, we're already one. How many know that working that out is detailed and sometimes work? How many know that marriage is a four-letter word, work, right? And love. I love working in my marriage. But anyway, so if you would like to come and hear what it's going to take to be one with your spouse, come join us in March. We'll have the dates and we'll have a sign-up sheet. That's very good. Did you guys hear that? And anybody who's a dating age that's a couple, they can come and learn what it's going to be like when they do get married and how to walk in that oneness. It's kind of hard as dating couples to walk in that, but they can learn the principles. Okay, and then in Northwest Grace International Women's Conference is coming up April 12th and 13th. Praise the Lord. Yes. What? 11th and 12th. 11th and 12th? Oh, I just went off what was on the paper. Do you feel you need to sing it right? Or what? You don't know? Okay, well, just we'll go with it. And if you feel that it's time, run up. Yeah. Okay. Where's my paper here? Hang on. Oh, yes, here they are. This coming Friday. Oh, you're going to do it. Okay. Oh, come on up. Yeah. She feels that she wants to sing a song that the Lord gave you during Transform and sing it. Okay. Oh.
So I just don't want to be out of order.
Okay.
So if you want me just to sit on, I will.
If you feel it on your heart.
But and my heart is pounding, and I just felt it was just like something that I wanted to sing for the Lord and unto the Lord, because I just feel like He wants to do amazing things in our lives, and it's just something that I don't want to hesitate about.
Okay.
So, but if you really want me to sit down, I will.
No, no worries. Go ahead. No. Yes. Nick.
Not,
you don't know what song, but that's okay. Okay. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So I can relate. You'll see in a little bit. I can relate. So here we go.
Okay. So just as the Holy Spirit leads you, Nick. Okay. So it's kind of unorthodox and untraditional here. I just want to read this scripture reminds me of Pastor Dan and Brenda Rogers. Whenever they would preach, I remember him saying this word. It's in Jeremiah 29:11. Hallelujah, Jesus, God, our Son, Jesus, And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And then it goes on to say, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." And it says again, "I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile." And I just want to sing this song, and I just really hope it ministers to you. And I just believe God and in my family right now, and I just thank you guys for all your prayers. And so I'm just going to sing this unto the Lord. And Pastor Nick, I just thank you for helping me, and we're just as the Holy Spirit, okay? Okay. It's for you, Jesus.
Oh, a song rises up. A song rises up within my soul. Oh, a song rises up within my soul. Only you can make me whole. Oh, a song rises up. Only by your precious blood shed for me on a tree in Calvary. Oh, a song rises up. Oh, a song rises up. Yes, a song rises up. Only you can save me, heal me and deliver me. Oh, a song rises up. You see, you saved me by your love when you died on that cross. Oh, I was drowning in so much sadness and so much despair. Hopelessness was my anthem. Yes, hopelessness was my anthem. Oh, a song rises up. You looked beyond what I couldn't see. You pulled me out of the pits of hell, and you crushed the enemy. Yes, you crushed the enemy. Oh, a song rises up. Oh, what can I say? You're the reason why I sing. Oh, a song rises up. And now I just can't stop praising your name. I just can't stop praising your name. No, I just can't stop praising your name, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, a song rises up because you give me love and oh, so much peace, joy and freedom. I sing, the chains are gone in this place. Shackles are loose. Oh, a song rises up. Oh, your song rises up. I feel like dancing, Lord. I can't contain it now. Oh, I can't explain it. In you, oh, I'm gonna break out and shout your holy name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. You see, how will they know if no one tells them, and how will they see if nobody shows them? And how will they hear if I keep silent and just live like I have before, and my light is hidden? Oh, Jesus, oh, your coming is so soon, and a song rises up. Yes, a song rises up. Oh, Jesus, thank you, I praise you, praise you, in spirit and in truth, like the woman at the well. I'm like the woman at the well. I'm so desperate for you, Lord. I can't breathe, I can't live, I can't move without your spirit. Don't want to do it if you're not in it. Oh, Jesus, it's not about me, Lord. It's always been about you. I declare your blessings in this place, oh God, in our families for you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, a song rises up. It's only your song that rises up within my soul. Solo tú eres santo, Señor. Solo tú eres digno, Señor. Y nunca, 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 never, never cease to praise your holy name, Jesus. Oh, a song rises up. Oh, may you find me faithful. And a song rises up. I love you, love you, love you. I give you all of me because you gave me all of you. And when I sing this song, for you, Lord, for you and only you, I overcome by your precious blood. I am whole and the song rises up. You're the reason why I sing, Jesus. You're the reason why I sing, and that's why the song rises up. For the honor and glory of God. God bless you.
Hallelujah. I want to say this about what Teresa did, and even though we may not all understand, we may not even be able to relate, but when we step out, when we feel the Lord is asking us to do something, it may be for us to break out of maybe something that we're in. And even though we may not be able to receive everything that's coming from her heart, I want you to know that as her family, we can get behind her and say, amen, God. Let everything that she's proclaiming out of her spirit, out of her being, let it come to pass. Let it be fulfilled. Let it become what that desire in her heart is. Amen? Amen. I just wanted to say that. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to move this off here. You'll see why I said that I can relate in a few minutes. Fortunately, the game doesn't start till 3:30, so I got plenty of time. Come on. Somebody said, he's kidding, isn't he? Sort of. Turn within your Bibles to Matthew chapter 11. I was waking up about 3 weeks ago, maybe 2.5 weeks ago now. First time I woke up, Waking up in the morning, let me paraphrase a little better. Let me get out of my left brain mode. Lord, help me to not communicate just left brain to these majority of right-brained people. How about that for a prayer? I was waking up, and I just felt the Lord drop something in my heart. And immediately knew what verse it was and the reference, and I kind of pondered it. And then I proceeded to go and read it. And as I was reading it, I realized that it wasn't just for me. It's for us. And I like it when that happens. I like it when I receive something that starts speaking to my heart and gives me, you know, time to really ponder it. And I can't say I've got it all figured out. I will say this before I say what I'm about to say, is that we have a tendency of thinking we know things. That's what, you know, going to school is about, right? Go to school so you can know things. And so what you end up becoming is someone who knows a particular, you know, subject. Sometimes it's a particular occupation. And because we know that and how that works, we make what we've learned like our anchor. And now this same thing can happen in our Christian life. And we start to read stuff and we study things and you think you know them. You think you've got them a handle on them. You think you've got them figured out. And you tend to anchor to those things that you have figured out. Well, the problem is that if you don't realize that you're in a progressive walk, you're in a kind of, and I know some of you are going to like hate this word, I'm not saying that man has evolved, but we are kind of evolving as spiritual beings into a greater creation. We're transforming, the Bible says. We're being metamorphosized. Pastor Mike does not believe in evolution. No, not at all. We're created by our Creator. He formed us out of the dust of the earth and breathed the breath of life in us. So you can't say that I believe in evolution. But we have been changing. We have been transforming. And if we anchor the things that we've known before as the anchor or the foundation for how we walk today, we can miss the fresh truth of the word. Now, I'm sure all of you can relate. It's probably things you've read in the Bible multiple times, and something new will jump off the page. But what the Lord's been kind of systematically doing with me is taking me through things that I basically didn't even consider any other way of looking at. I didn't even view the scriptures with like a different perspective. And he like drops them in my heart and says, okay, well, what about this? What do I mean here? And so this is one of them. So let me read it to you. And all of you have probably heard this. But I want you to receive it today with fresh ears, fresh revelation. Revelation means fresh light, illumination, understanding. And then take what is being given to you and live it, run with it, and see what it does for your life. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. How many have heard that verse before? Say, probably the majority of us. How many of you think you pretty much have it figured out? Now, after that, nobody's going to raise their hand. Come on now, be honest. Before that, did you kind of have a handle on that verse? Nobody, huh? Wow. So I was the only one that was a Pharisee and a Sadducee and all puffed up in myself. Okay, well, this is again Pastor Mike Transparency Day, evidently. Well, let me just go through some of these, because I've been looking up the majority of these Greek words here. I hadn't looked at them for about a week because I was going to preach this last Sunday, and obviously it was meant to be that Pastor Josh brought the word, which I heard is a great word, an encouraging word. I heard you guys had an amazing service, that people stepped out of the box and shared, and there was altar time, and praise God, that's good. So I'm not going to be sick more often. I'm not going to say that. But if I'm away, for whatever reason, I know that the house is in good hands. So come to me. Come to me. That is sometimes translated in the King James, come unto me. And the way that I always kind of pictured it is like, you know, Jesus is just kind of, you know, like Uncle Sam, you know, we want you, and pointing his finger, come on, you know, join the army, you know, kind of like that thing. But really what he is saying here, it's simply this, come towards me. He's saying, approach me. In other words, you know, leave what you're doing and come to me. I would say, leave the heaviness of life and approach God. What I like about this is that he doesn't make receiving what is going to take place here bound by us actually having to get to him right away. We just have to start coming towards him. We got to make the approach. You know, sometimes that's all it takes is just the approach. Sometimes that's all it takes is just taking the step and saying, okay, Lord, I'm stepping in. We were singing, I think, and I think Nick was sharing something about, like, we're pressing in, we're leaning in. And I physically started to lean in and say, Lord, I'm leaning in. I was physically making an action based on what was being sung, and it was in my heart. And I encourage you guys to do that. I encourage you to, you know, when he says, you know, if you read something like that, well, Lord, I don't know where you're at, but I'm going to physically right now make some steps this direction. So I believe you're here, even though I know you're in me. It's just, it's a step of faith. It's an action. It's something saying, you know what, I can't see you, but I know that I'm not supposed to judge and base my life based on what I can see. I'm supposed to believe in the things that I can't see. So I'm going to take some steps here right now by faith and walk towards you, Lord. And I believe that as I do that, that you're going to manifest the scripture in my life. So just something simple as coming towards him makes you a candidate for what follows. Now guess who he's asking? He's asking all who labor and are heavy laden. Well, I would say that's probably the majority of us here today. Those who are laboring, those who are weary. That word labor literally could mean that you've labored so hard that you've literally beat yourself up. The root word, Greek word of that word, literally means, you know, like almost fighting physically, in during a battle. So if you feel like you've been laboring in life to a place where you feel beat up, you feel like, oh man, I'm ready to just throw up my hands and quit. Man, you're the one he's calling. He's calling those who are ready to say, I give up, I quit, I'm done. And maybe some of you say, well, I'm saying I'm done on God. Well, you know what? At least you're in a place of desperation. Some would say, well, no, I'm saying I'm done. I don't care. You're at least saying I don't have it all figured out. God can work with that. It's when you think you've got it all together and you know the way everything's going and got every jot and tittle
classified and you know exactly what's going on, that you're in a difficult spot. Heavy laden, that just means burden. That's, I mean, if I was to have an illustration, that means bring somebody up here that looked like they just came out of 15 rounds with Mike Tyson. I know Mike Tyson isn't boxing anymore, but the first, I mean, if I would have said Muhammad Ali, most people would have, huh? Is he, when was he still fighting? Fighting. Biting, he's still biting, yeah. Is he still biting? Yeah. That's a Josh. I did say biting, though, didn't I? That was weird, anyway. But somebody just beat up and then put a 200-pound sack on their back. That's the picture that we're talking about. This is the kind of person that Jesus is calling. Now, maybe this is not happening to you physically, but maybe life has been such a chore, such a challenge, such a battle. Maybe these last few years as a Christian, even though things look good on the outside, inside you're just struggling and you're fighting and you're wanting more. Man, good news, Jesus is calling you. Come to me and I will give you rest. Then he says this, and that word rest literally means ceasing from your labors. Oh, I like that. Ceasing from struggling, ceasing from striving. He's going to give you that kind of rest. He'll make you rest, it says. I remember Psalm 23. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, but he makes me lie down. Lie down. That would be a weird illustration, wouldn't it? Bud. The point being is he will give us a rest that we need. How many of you know you need rest? Not just 8 hours a day, not just seven, but I mean, we need a rest in God that we can not strive in our own strength, not battle in our own abrasive behavior. That's speaking of myself there. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because this is where I really thought I had it figured out. And that first part, you know, it seems pretty clear, cut and dry, and my thoughts really haven't changed on it that much. But take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I've always read this. And, you know, I've heard teaching and everything that the yoke is a connecting point with Jesus. And it's a point of being, like, linked with him. And that I can feel confident enough to be linked with him because of his character of being gentle and humble at heart. That's the way that I really have learned it. But as I've been studying it and reading it, something else is coming across to me. Now, maybe that is true, and really that makes sense. That is true. He is gentle and humble at heart, so I can have confidence in being yoked with him. In other words, wherever he goes, I go. Whatever he takes me into, I'm going to be okay because of the way that he is. But what if it's not saying that? What if there's a deeper meaning here that God's unraveling so that we can truly find rest? Because I'll tell you what, I did walk with that yoke, and I ended up becoming a God pleaser. I ended up trying to do everything I could to deserve holding that yoke. You with me? I tried to do everything within my own power so that I could say, yes, I deserve to be yoked with Jesus. In other words, even though I was yoked and walking this walk, I wasn't finding rest. See, if I didn't have the rest, the true rest that he's talking about, then maybe I wasn't really taking this yoke upon me the way I was supposed to. Maybe I wasn't learning as I was supposed to. That word learning, the Greek root of that means basically mathematics. Have you guys done mathematics? What does it mean? You have to figure something out. You've got to
work the formula out to figure out where. It's where we also get now discipleship. Discipleship is also rooted in that word. So learn of me, be discipled by me. I'm going to submit to you, I believe that God may be saying this, because that word for could be also because. So I believe Jesus may be saying this, take my yoke, take who I am, take the character that I have, take the nature that I have, and put that upon yourself. Put it on you. But that means take upon you. It literally means to pick it up like you would pick up a cross. It says when they rolled the stone away, that was the same Greek word that was being used for that take. And so it sounds like it's an action. So we're taking this yoke upon us, and we're not doing it to be a God pleaser. We're doing it, folks, to do this, to learn of him. And what do we learn of him? That he is gentle. See, God is talking about his character and nature here. To find this rest, he's asking us to take a heart upon ourselves, to take a certain type of mindset, to take a certain type of thinking pattern and take it to be ours. And what is this thinking pattern? It means to be gentle and lowly. Some translations say humble. This is the kind of humble that literally means that you're laying down like a doormat and people are walking on you. Anybody ready to jump on that bandwagon? No, we want our rights. We want what we've earned. We want our privileges. We're United States citizens. We've got rights, right? People went over to foreign countries and fought for our rights. So someone's not going to walk on me, right? But I'll tell you what, you have that attitude, even if it's in a minute form, you're missing his rest. You're missing a place of ease in your soul. You're missing a place where you will be abiding in his peace. Folks, I'm telling you right now that unless we learn what true gentleness means, and we don't really even have, for the Greek that was used there, we don't even have a good word in the English. It means meek and easy. It means caring and thoughtful, and this is the kind of nature that God wants us to have. This is the kind of mind that needs to be in us, just that was in Christ Jesus. See, the thing is that so many of us thought that just going to God, coming towards him and saying, yeah, I'm yours, and you know, you're my champion, you're my savior, and then us just running and, you know, keeping our own ways, keeping our rights, we were going to find his rest. It won't happen. As believers, we will not find true rest until we're at a place of that gentleness, that thoughtfulness, that compassion, that mercy, all those attributes that go along with that, and kindness, and that lowliness, that humbleness, that type of attitude that I don't care if people walk on me, because they're not walking on me. They're not walking on me. Does this remind you of anything? Jesus going to the cross. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Don't hold those sins against them. That's the absolute demonstration of that lowliness. Being totally beaten, totally struck down, and not defending himself. Come, take that yoke, take that way of learning, take that school as it is, and let him school you, let him teach you how to be gentle, let him teach you how to be lowly, because I don't believe true rest comes any other way. I believe that we will continue to strive in our own strength until we come to a place where we're gentle and lowly in heart. Do you guys see that? Do you see how that works? I mean, it's not fun. Some would say it's not easy. But let's go on and see what he says. Gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, your psyche. That's that word where we get our psyche, the word Greek word there. Means all your mind, will, and emotions, everything about you. You're going to find rest in that broken state. You're going to find rest in that humble state. You're going to find rest in that lowly state. It makes no sense. And it does not appear to be easy. Yet, he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, this word easy, and I don't say this very often, really is kind of a mistranslated word. Because it really means that it is suitable or it is appropriate for the task. So what he's saying is that my yoke for you. Now see, the thing is that my yoke that I carry is not the yoke that you carry. The yoke that your husband carries isn't the yoke that you carry as a spouse, a wife. Say, what? We're one. But there still is an individual and there is a personal responsibility of what goes on inside of us. My wife can't be accountable for what goes on totally inside of me. Yes, we're one, and yes, thank the Lord for that, right? We're one, and we're one in the spirit, we're one in the flesh, and we're growing in that, and he's made us one in ministry and one in this world as an instrument of love. But there's still a personal relationship that I have with the Lord that is essential to that oneness. And just the same thing with Gay. There's a personal relationship that she has with the Father, with the Son, the Holy Spirit, that basically enhances our oneness. But the yoke that I carry and the yoke that she carries isn't necessarily the same. None of our yokes are the same. Now you're saying, well, wait a minute, Jesus is giving just a pretty practical demonstration here that if we're humble and lowly and gentle, but that means different for each and every one of us. That is different for each and every one of us because we're all at different places right now in our walk. And what may be a lowly state for me may not be where you're at right now. But in you being submitted to what you know the Father and the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, who you have his mind, is telling you to do, in that state you will find rest. And you taking, you know, your place and your rights and I've earned this and setting that aside, and it may not be to others what they would call setting the whole thing aside. But to you, you know in your heart, you're being obedient to what the Holy Spirit's asking you to do. And you say, yes, I'm going to go ahead and set my own rights and privileges and what should be considered mine aside. And I'm going to take that lowly state. You're going to find rest. And folks, rest is a good place to be. Rest is a place where your strengths are his strengths. Your weaknesses are enhanced by his strengths. In your weakness, his strength is perfected. In your lowliness, you are exalted. Now, don't go and get lowly so you can be exalted. That's a bad motive. You're not going to trick God in that. Lord, I'm humble. Lift me up now. No, that's not going to work. For my yoke is easy. My yoke is suited for you. It will work perfect for you. That's why it's easy, because it fits you. Jesus' yoke fits you perfectly. Fits me perfectly. But we have to know why we're taking the yoke. It's just the same thing as
take up your cross daily and follow him. By God, I'm going to do it. I'm going to follow him. You know, and no, not like that. No, Jesus, I'm taking my cross because of what you've done for me. Now I lay down my own rights, my own privileges, and now I carry this cross, Lord, with gratefulness. And Lord, I carry it, Lord, with wanting to bring you glory. And Lord, I ask that you help me walk this walk, Lord, in such a way that every step that I take brings you glory. So Lord, I leave my life behind and I take up your life right now. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that you're, by gosh and by golly, come hell or high water, I'm going to continue. You know, you're in a state where you're going to get tired when you're trying to do it in your own strength. And my burden is light. His burden. Remember, he started off the whole thing. Those who labor and are heavy laden could say those who are burdened with life. Those who are tired of working and working and working and finding nothing. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Now I'm going to be obedient. So I was getting ready this morning. Had a song go through my heart. And it just kept building and growing. And I told you to do this. Jesse did. Thanks, Jesse. And I just want you to receive. Yeah. I want you to just receive these words after hearing the word. And realize that this is him speaking to you. This is from the heart of God to you this morning. So I'm going to just, I don't play too often, so I'm going to go once or twice through the chords just so I get the feel of it. Yeah, I'm already lost. Pray, pray, warriors.
My yoke is easy, my
Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the keys, Lord, to your kingdom. And Lord, who would have thought that the keys are brokenness? Who would have thought that the keys are yielding and surrender? I always think of keys as being victorious and glorious and overcoming power. But who would have thought that it came through a humble, lowly heart? So Lord, I pray right now, Father, that we would find rest for our souls. That the striving, the struggling would cease. And that the white flags of surrender would be in all of our camps. You would see, Lord, our yieldedness and our need, God, would be so displayed, Lord, by how we live. Lord, I pray right now, God, for my brothers and sisters, my family, Lord. Lord, I pray right now, God, that they would just come to a place, Lord, of total reliance and dependence upon you. Total yielding and surrendering, Lord, of their own ways. Lord, that we might become known as the doormats for Jesus. As hard as that sounds, there's rest for our souls in it. Lord, we know, God, that when we are cast down, Lord, you raise us up. So with confidence, we can look at not the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. And Lord, we thank you, God, that you are working in this day for your good pleasure in our lives. We thank you for the service, Lord, that you have allowed us to be part of as your children. God, I pray that it would bring transformation and change to our lives, Lord, that we would be different, Lord, that we would live differently, we would think differently, we would look towards you more often, God, through our day. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Dare I say it? Go Hawks. Praise the Lord.